I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
All right, well, Mrs. Nick Jonas, also known as Priyanka Chopra, is such a star in the Netflix superhero movie. She's super pumped. This movie takes place. A group of alien invaders kidnap Earth's superheroes, leaving their children to team up and save their parents and the world.
Why do we put so much pressure on kids? Tell me why.
That's like Spy Kids.
Let them go to school. Spy Kids was dope, though. I don't care if I'm too old for Spy Kids.
Great movie, right?
That's my jam, Mackenzie.
Christian Slate is also in it. I thought it was Christian Slater and Christopher McDonald. So that's going to be cool. That's cool. I don't know. I still feel weird about them as a couple, to be honest. I think they're both beautiful, but yeah. I don't think they really go together. I don't know. But hey, she's killing it.
Opposites attract.
I'm just hating because I love Nick Jonas. Get this. Aretha Franklin, the legend, died with $1 million in uncashed checks.
What? Come on. That's this. Can she even do anything with
that? She had $1 million in uncashed checks in her possession at the time of her death. They were found during when people were taking inventory. How wild is that? Could you imagine? Like, I freak out if I had like a $20 check that I forgot to cash. And then I'm like, hallelujah.
If they forget to submit something here at work, I'm like, hey guys, I need that $200.
Yeah, Aretha's like a mill, whatever.
What was your favorite Aretha song?
Respect.
Yeah.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Yes.
Oh.
That was mine too.
I'm impressed. Well, Ozzy Osbourne is hoping to get back on stage in January.
I mean, the miracle is that I was able to stop. I just made my mind when I was out of my mind for so long.
What?
So I don't know. I guess he can still sing. I never understand what he says, but you gotta love Ozzy. He had to postpone all of his past tour dates because he fell down in his home. He hasn't been doing very well, but he wants to get back on stage, and he's gonna resume hopefully February of 2020. I loved that show.
Oh, I did too. The Osbournes was a great show. That was one of my favorite. Like, I don't know why, like, maybe it's because it's, like, guys and girls, but I never got into the Kardashians. Like, everybody else loves that pop culture-wise.
Yes.
But I loved, I guess maybe it was the more white trash version of the Osbournes. That was such a great show.
I know.
Bring it back.
Bring it back. Miley, we've been talking about her a lot because Liam Hemsworth just filed officially for divorce, irreconcilable differences after 7 months. She just got a new tattoo after her trip with her new lover, Caitlin. So the tattoo shows a snake consuming a child.
Well, that's fun.
It's supposed to mean coat of arms. So she's like moving on and she's got some ink to prove it.
Okay.
What do we think?
Weird. But I mean, like, she has tattoos. So I'm kind of creeped out by the whole like snake eating a baby.
Yeah.
That's, I can't get past that. I'm still like.
You don't like that? You don't want to get that on your face?
I've thought about face tattoos. Snake baby eating is not my number one priority. My number one pick.
You don't want to go after the show, Joe?
No, we'll do a tattoo. We can do matching tattoos.
Matching tats?
Like on my butt or something.
Snake eating baby?
I'm going to pass. Okay. Maybe baby shark. I can do that.
Okay. I like
baby
that.
Baby shark doo-doo-doo.
On the left cheek.
All right, Mackenzie, with the garbage, thank you so much.
You got it.